Alleluia. Christ is risen. How can you say the dead are not raised if you believe Christ has been raised from the dead? Asks Paul in 1 Corinthians 15. You see, for Paul, the resurrection of believers on the last day is inseparably linked to Christ's own resurrection. How could the Corinthians deny something as central to the Christian faith as the resurrection of the body? Well, maybe it was the corrupt Greek culture. In contrast to Christianity, Greek philosophy elevated the immaterial above the physical, the soul above the body. Body, bad. Soul, good. So if the body is bad, well, then of course it can't be raised. The Corinthians adjusted their Christian beliefs to accommodate their culture. But we're not like those Corinthians. We regularly confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the resurrection of the body. And in the Nicene Creed, I look for the resurrection of the dead. So 1 Corinthians 15 has nothing to tell us. We have our doctrine on the resurrection, right? So keep being good Lutherans. Go in peace. Amen. But wait a moment. What if there is another way to deny the resurrection? The Corinthians denied the resurrection with their beliefs. But I wonder, if we deny the resurrection with our bodies, like the Corinthians, we too are influenced by the darker parts of our culture. First, in the ways we view the body. Now, we tend to fall off into one of two extremes. Either pride or loathing. We either worship our body or we loathe our body. What is often lacking is a balance, a reverent respect for our body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Second, in the ways we treat our body. We struggle with doing some pretty shameful things, don't we? Things that we're embarrassed about. Things that we dare not tell anyone about. We struggle with doing shameful things with our sexuality. Premarital sex, adultery, masturbation, pornography. We struggle with doing shameful things with substances. Yes, illegal ones like marijuana and steroids. But we are also tempted to misuse legal substances like alcohol, caffeine, tobacco. We struggle with doing shameful things with food. eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia, binge eating. There is certainly plenty of shame to go around. And in our shame, we feel isolated, alone, unlovable. If you knew really what I've done, what would you think of me then? And that's why we like our secrets. We like to pretend that everything's all right, even when we know that it's not. And especially here at the seminary, as church leaders and future church leaders, we sometimes feel that we're not allowed to struggle, not allowed to have problems. So instead, we put on a plastic smile and pretend to be happy, even when shame is eating us up on the inside. But in the midst of our shame, St. Paul declares, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. What a great joy it is for our eyes of faith to see the risen body of our Lord. The body that was once shamed is now glorious. His body still bears the marks of crucifixion, but now his scars are tokens of victory. Crimson trophies, in the words of the hymn, crown him with many crowns. Because of Christ's resurrected body, we too will be raised. Perhaps your body is weak now, but it'll be strong then. Perhaps you feel shame now, but you will be clothed with honor and glory then. So this Easter season, we celebrate Christ's resurrected body. We anticipate our resurrected body. But there's a third body worth mentioning. Right now, in the present, God gives us the body of believers, the church, for support. You see, God doesn't expect us to face our struggles all alone. We are a community of faith. We need each other. Lone rangers are dead rangers. So get together with a brother or sister or two. Talk to your pastor. Share your shame. Speak your struggles. And experience the acceptance of God's people. Because you see, shame is overcome by acceptance. Acceptance by God, yes. But also acceptance by one another. And I want you to do one more thing. Before you leave chapel today, I want you to do something special. If you're comfortable with this, greet each other with a hug and say, I accept you as my brother or sister in Christ. Hallelujah! Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.